Hi, this is Dave Farland with another edition of Whatever. Glad to have you along today, and happy to greet you wherever you get your podcasts. Has anybody noticed that the pharmaceutical ads are getting more bizarre than ever? Now, what I'm going to read to you now is not a real ad. I made it up, but it's close to being the truth. Okay, here goes. Ask your doctor about the new miracle drug, We Love Ya. It cures colds, flu, dyspepsia, dandruff, leprosy, and halitosis. It has some side effects. Don't take We Love Ya if you're allergic to it. Now, how would you know that if you didn't take it, right? In rare cases, a side effect is death. Well, if I'm one of those rare cases, that means I have a 100% probability of dying, right? Don't take We Love Ya if you've ever had acid reflux or eaten canned tomatoes, etc., etc., etc. You know, the average commercial is about 1 minute long, and it has 15 seconds of benefit and 45 seconds of warnings of side effects, many of them quite dire.
Soft fingertips on my face, and so many nights I sit crying as I miss you.
I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but the TV spots are the same. They put the thing in such small type that you can't read all those warnings and dire side effects that are liable to happen if you take this miracle wonder drug. I swear you have to be looking at the world through milk bottle bottoms. Well, I guess nobody knows what milk bottles are. You have to be looking at the world through very thick glasses before you can even read it. I'm sure it's like 1 point or half a point of type. Anyway, trying to read the side effects is really adventuresome. And I guess they're not as, not as much of a turnoff as I thought, because they run them in those forensic shows. And, they're very popular. Speaking of that, there's one thing I wish they really wouldn't do. I would feel so much better if they didn't. They show a guy who's murdered his wife and or his entire family. And they start out by showing pictures of the couple's wedding. And they're both looking wonderful. He looks young and handsome in his dinner jacket. And she's wearing this beautiful white gown and a big smile. And everybody's happy, and then the voice comes on and says, "She was found lying in a pool of her own blood by the bed. She had been severely brutalized. The investigation began." I don't know, it just kind of, it's a bit of a buzzkill, because I'm looking at these really happy people, and all of a sudden I find out that this poor woman has been treated so terribly.
I come out to see the sights. I know it's kind of strange, but it feels so good knowing I can sleep at night. Living in the country, that's alright. Living in the country, that's life. Winds are gonna blow through my hair. Smell of green grass will fill the air. Country life's alive for me, naturally. Working on this farm till the sun goes down. The corn is growing tall and high. Looking at the stars and the northern lights, enough to bring a tear to my eye. Living in the country, that's alright. That's life. Winds are gonna blow through my hair. Smell of green grass will fill the air. Country life's alive for me, naturally. Kids can run and play all day. Getting things to grow, I got that John Deere mow, and there's enough work here to fill the day. Living in the country, that's alright. Living in the country, that's the life. Winds are gonna blow through my hair. Smell of green grass will fill the air. Country life's alive for me, naturally.
to apologize because I've been away for a while. I've been under the weather, and so I took a couple of weeks off, and I didn't even bring a note. Sorry about that. Last time I was together with you, we featured some of the music of Robert Farg, and Robert's a heck of a musician, a good friend of the program and me, and Rob and I worked together again on music, and Rob has recently retired and is spending his life singing and playing guitar for the folks, and I don't want to leave out his lovely wife, Rose, who has the patience of a saint to put up with him. Don't tell anybody I said that, okay? She collaborates with him on a lot of the stuff that he records. That was a little ditty called Living in the Country. Nice song. Nice piece of work. Well, I guess no show would be complete without me taking a swing at American politics. The craziest of all has to be the guy that's the governor of Florida, the name of DeSantis. And he has, in his infinite wisdom, taken on the Disney Corporation. He's making some sort of noise about the Disney image and the stuff that Disney is entertaining people with, corrupting young minds, and I don't understand where he's coming from, but I'm sure he does. However, the Disney folks finally said, that's enough of this nonsense. We're just canceling a $1 billion project we had planned for Florida. And, oh, by the way, it's going to, was going to employ almost 2,000 people. We'll just move it to California, where they don't act silly over what we do with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and that sort of thing. I just, you know, the American political scene right now today is so replete with wingnuts and craziness that I can't turn it off. It's like the old expression, it's like a train wreck. You know, you can't drive by it without looking. You can't. And it's like a magnet. I'm riveted to this stuff. I said, what are they going to say next? And how crazy is it going to be? So I guess the next election in the U.S. is going to be an interesting one. And gosh knows how it's going to turn out. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Don't ask me, because I never thought Donald Trump would get elected in the first place. I thought that was about reaching as far as any man could reach to think that he would become president of the United States, but by golly, he did. And there he is, with the amazing ability, and I saw this on television, so it must be true, that he can declassify documents just by thinking about it. Wow. Mental prowess, and I couldn't believe. Wish I had that. Lots of stuff I'd like to think about and have happened, especially to some folks. I'd better not get into that. I think we'll just leave that aside and press on today's program. Well, I do talk to you about some one-liners. I remember these things. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can remember one-liners my father told me when I was 12. He had a lot of really, really good sayings, and some of them I remember. And I've had the good fortune to have a guy named Bayo who keeps me company when my wife goes out and can't look after me anymore for the afternoon. So we'd sit and talk, and I'll throw these things out, and he writes them down. And we have many a laugh over it, but they're so true, you know. Like my dad would often quote whoever it was that said, those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. What a glorious piece of wisdom that is! It's so true. And people who deny the Holocaust don't really know what went on with the KKK, and really don't want anybody else to know about it either. They want revisionist history. So I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is knowing what happened and trying to avoid making the same mistake. As my father used to say, don't make the same mistake once. Anyway, that was one of those things. And I was talking to my sister today, and she remembered a quote that is attributed attributed often to George Bernard Shaw. He was talking to a lady and asked her if she'd sleep with him for $5 million. And she said no. Or she said yes, rather. And he said, would you sleep with me for $5? And she said, well, what do you think? I am a prostitute. And he said, we've already established that. We're just arguing about the price. So many good things. Like my dad used to say to me something to the effect of, son, don't try and act smart. The part doesn't really suit you. You know, or I know you think you're a wit, but you're only half right. All those great sayings. And then there were the ones that I didn't understand at all. He would say, close the door. Were you born in a barn? I had no idea what that meant. But he said it, so I listened and said, yes, sir, I'll close the door. One after the other, these sayings, and this wonderful gentleman that keeps me company writes them down, and we have many a laugh over them. But they're truly, every one of them contains, if not a kernel of truth, then a lot of truth. That's a bit of a tautology, isn't it? That you can't have a lot or a little of truth. It's either true or it's not. I'm becoming a victim of my own, what's the saying? Hoist with your own petard, I think the name of it. Or I think that saying goes. And now I'm really rambling, and it's time to stop. So we'll just say so long for now, and we'll see you next time. Sorry about this being an abbreviated version or whatever, but next time maybe it'll be a little longer if I can make up something else to say. This is Dave Foreman saying so long. It's been a pleasure holding hands with yours, and we'll see you again next time.